更给家中带门工给世人准备当大兄，忏悔做人的善缘，若跟你提的这劲儿，最近大妈跟你接龙就跟身体康下吧，同我爸妈各路下边的龙到了当初上。我今从龙班里东部啦，家人能这种身份地址，参加会先用当中百位，帮忙将你道路搬出城，去跟娘把你计较用事，让侬告诉我为啥走吧，这不就都能公保弄清吧。真的我这叫老师玩的。马云生给公格的笔名，真的老米匆匆跟着讲，人别花姐的几个泥巴，让总去给总部接接去。日当真不是有女生了不嘞，刚别好呢不别再接住。让这个群组点出我当初没朋友讲要能叫老师玩的，你亲热我心里想看死江北的一片老爷老们今年分手叫老师玩的，不跟我接到半步而心里了，today everyone welcome this teaching also practice meditation, and I'm happy to come to the here Berkeley, and thank you, it's a wonderful experience, andI like to today share my own experiences. Also, we wanted to just a few meditation exercises, and I let me introduce some meditation techniques in order to, you know, experience about the.The highest state of consciousness, also most comfortable part who you really are, and you know, without thought, and you know, like living very unconditionally, unconditional.Brings unconditional happiness, and how do everyday daily life, and overall meditation can impact how your life and you know and sense of well-being and contentment. Finally, achieve experience enlightenment at this moment.And I think And that's really are the main focus we want to do. And you have done before meditation practice? Everyone here? Okay, good, good. That's giving me very good, you know, like, understanding of the guru. You know, and you're doing regularly sometimes, yes? Okay, very good. And then I can understand, then I can, you know, teach that perspective. Someone who's really never done meditation, then it's, you have new way approach, but someone's already done meditation, and then I think you have, you know, like, understanding well, and also, and you know, like, easy to relate these things, and maybe easily to talk about what I'm talking about here. Generally, meditation is, you know, like, it's many things. Meditation is just Western world they use, but sometimes I don't know what that means. But usually, and means depend, you know, like what kind of meditation you do. And meditation, there's two different kind meditations. One is meditation with object, and the other one is meditation without object. You know, first is meditation, you know, with object means you focus something. And then with meditation without object means your, there's no focus involved. And I think that's really, usually people do first type of meditation, and then the second is slowly going back to second type of meditation. Actually, meditation, you know, like most people, you know, like Western world, really, I think people say, oh, I'm meditating, you know, they know what that means, you know, they have preconceived notion of meditation. Most people think, you know, oh, just you relax your closed eyes, they think that's meditation. You know, most, you know, I talk outside, you know, like, says, what I do, I say, I teach meditation. They knew, they understand what is meditation means. You know, just close eyes, relax. That's not what we are talking about here, meditation. That's we are in a form of relaxation. Yeah. It's not really meditation. We are, particularly Buddhist type meditation, they're not part of that kind of meditation at all. It's very more than that. It's completely, you know, that is called, you know, you're resting, maybe take a nap, maybe you close eye and then just rest for your peace. You know, that is not, you know, Western people understand that is meditation. And there are many meditation CDs play everywhere. You know, that is, we call, you know, oh, you feel relaxed, maybe they call relaxation. It's not, when we talk about meditation here, it's a little bit different. You know, I think understanding, you know, I found that recently. You know, there's people have a little bit misunderstand meditation because I, you know, like, sometimes people teach me, and in English, you know, there's a girl, she's teaching me English, you know, she's really interested. She's, you know, UC, you know, Berkeley student. She helped me in English. And what she say, you know, like, she's very interested in meditation. And then she want to learn meditation, but she asked me, how do you do, you know, when you fall asleep? And I said, you know, like, no, you won't sleep, you know. She says, of course, you need to do when your eyes close. And when your eyes close, you're asleep. As, you know, most meditation practice, you know, you don't eyes close, you know. The way meditation not close your eyes. And she says, wow, she says, she never know that. I says, you know, I never meditated my closed eyes, you know, like, I open eyes, you know, like. And then she says, you mean your meditation is, you know, like, close eyes and relax, that's meditation? I says, no, that's not meditation, that's relaxation. And then most people thinking, you know, like, And that's realization, that's meditation, you know, like. But that is, but here we are just talking about more meditation is little bit there's, meditation is a little bit more than that. I want to describe today's, you know, like group. And you, everybody doing meditation. I don't know anybody can, but I can, I think it helps your meditation practice. Meditation is here, you know, like, what is purpose is, you know, everybody's working, you know, like body, you know, their body work their body, for example. There's, you call body of mind, you know, you work with your body with through medicine, cure, healing, or many different types, working with your body, or exercise, going to gym, yoga, or treatment. And also there's working with mind. Then there are many different ways to heal your physical body. How about mind? You know, mind, if you have anger, jealousy, strong attachment, ego, you know, like, it's called five poisons, it's called, and these things create people, they call the rudimentary negative emotions, they call, you know, the anger and a strong attachment and jealousy and then ignorance and then what is other is arrogant, we call arrogant, proud, so strong, you know, arrogant. This called this, these things are the symptoms of mind. You know, if you have these things, that means the secondary negative emotions, for example, stress, anxiety, fear, you know, unhappiness, sadness, boredom, all these things come from because we have the rudimentary five negative emotions. Because order you treat your mind, work with your mind, you need to know mind exactly. If you're meditating, you need to know your mind. Otherwise, you have no target. While you're meditating, I don't know, maybe feel peace, but you have need, for example, you heal your body, for example, doctors, healers, anything, you, they need to know the physiology, you know, how the body functions, their normal temperature, what's normal side, what's abnormal. How to improve, they know everything. You know, otherwise just you don't know anything, just there's no target, you know, how to fix your body. There's no way. But you need to know really physicality, then you need to know how to treat that. Or this is normal or this is abnormal. And then that's where you treat, you know, physical, you know, sickness. Similarly, if you want to work with your mind, it's very similar. You need to know our mind. You know, if you do not mind, there's no way you improve your mind, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Therefore, mind, knowing mind is very important about how mind is really function. You know, what is the your there's a positive, negative emotions are there? They exist or they're just temporary? You know, I think therefore, and then. Meditation is, you know, like knowing that first, knowing that one way, and then how to once you know that, how to reduce or dissipate these events. Meditation can, you know, like when you meditating, the anger, the jealousy, the unhappiness, the all these things disappear, your perception. You know, I think that's really are the that's really are the two meditation we are talk about. You know, like two meditation. It's a very very it's a beautiful. You know, when you meditating means, you know, like for example the five primordial these negative emotions, and then. Also, mind is continually like like feather in the wind, push around. Mind don't have any stability. And then our mind is controlled by negative thoughts, emotions. And also, mind is really, really no control, and they have no ability to stay and present. You know, completely at the mercy of the circumstances. You know, that kind of environment, then anything occurs. You know, therefore, if we become upset easily, we become angry easily, we are sad, all these things naturally occur because mind has no discipline, no ability to remain with the present moment. It's a very chaos, mental, emotional. And that created called the Buddhist teachings called that samsara. That create like that very complicated, difficult mind, you know, like always sad, angry, jealousy, and that's really called symptoms of mind. You know, like most time, you know, like the psychologist thinks, you know, you are not crazy and you don't hear any voice, then your anger or jealousy, you think that's normal. Still you're a normal person. But the teachings of Dharma, the meditation says, of course you hear, you know, voice, you know, you're crazy, that's of course. But even if you have anger, jealousy, desire, so much strong, you know, like this is, you know, not unhealthy mind. Still that is not normal mind. Then it's, how do you reach very comfortable normal state mind? Is how do you train that? Dissipate all these events is through meditation, you train. And therefore, the one problem is we have all these experiences because our mind is continually wandering, you know, like external conditions, and also mind is completely caught up in internal events. And therefore, when one thought creates multiple thoughts, emotions, then we don't have choice, you know. No one don't have choice. Something occur, or negative thoughts occur, people don't have choice, they need to follow that. Create more drama, you know, create more events. They don't have choice. People is unable to, it's no ability to standing up their thoughts. Powerless people, therefore people, when you meditating, you have the power. When you have the gain, and meditation means, you know, like, you have gain ability to, or, you know, like, you have the ability to remain in state, present moment, or you have ability to not overwhelming your thoughts. Your ability to have, you know, like, quiet, beautiful, happy day all day, you have that ability. But ordinary sentient means their mind is chaos, there's no ability. They just continually, you know, like always up, down, completely. And therefore, when we are talking about meditation here is when that kind of chaos mind, you know, like, and reduce, you know, like 70%, 70-80% of the negative thoughts, emotions. How do you reduce? And that means feels who you really are. You know, people don't, you know, sometimes people don't feel they, who they are there, you know, sometimes they're lost, you know, feel, you know, stressed or angry, I don't feel, because they're, why they have, because they have so much thoughts, emotions, completely cover up, they don't feel themselves. Once these things dissipate, they feel really naturally, the world is very fresh and very open, very pristine. How do you reduce 70-80 garbage in your mind? You know? or maybe 100%, you know. And people so much, you know, like collect garbage outside, you know, like people don't like put their garbage in their house, you know, they don't like, but they don't care their mind. You know, then they always put many garbage in their mind, but it's so heavy, they almost carrying 500 pounds internally, but they don't notice. You know, they always blame external conditions. That's problem, you know, that because your mind is so distorted, contaminated, that means you perceive the world in a very unique way. You know? Then how do you take all these burdens and distortions, elaborations, and through meditation practice? That's real meditation practice. It's not like just, you know, like, you know, just feel relaxed. And you relax, but then you come back again, the garbage is still there. They didn't do anything. You know. And then how do you really completely transform your mind? I think people, what they need is they transform their mind. That's really everything's fixed. There's nothing fixed, you know. Once you have the beautiful state of mind, everything's beautiful, you know. It's not like people always, you know, like blame themselves, always something's blame external conditions, circumstances. And then really, you always blame circumstances you cannot, you know, circumstances you cannot, how do you say, that's not always we can control the circumstances. But through meditation, you can control your mind. You need to learn that. But control your mind is easier than external conditions. Once you learn, external conditions completely up to the conditions. There's not much you can do. Maybe something go our way, something go not. But internally, mind, we learn, we can control our perceptions. Therefore, you know, it's very beautiful. Meditation is perception. You know, like perception. I want a little bit, because sometimes people think meditation is too very simple. You know, I know meditation, just sit there, but that's not enough. You need to know more about meditation. Helps you, you know, see the big picture. Tremendous difference. If you know meditation properly and then meditating, very powerful. You know what you're doing. Get result quickly. But you don't know you don't know here any man just meditating, there's no power. You don't know where you're going, you know. There's no goals really reached. Maybe you did this every day, but there's no big impact. But very important, knowing properly meditating. Also, understanding teachings very clearly. Meditation is not like just only need few people. Meditation needs everyone, you know. Because if you want to work with your mind, you know, then you need to have meditation. If you have mind, you need meditation. Meditation means just, you know, like working with your mind. You have physical body, yeah, you're sick, you need, you know, healing, you know, medicine. Also, you need to do exercise, you know. We know that. But mind, still we don't know about. The world is not educated that way. World, you know, still their mind is so difficult, complicated. Still they don't know, they never remember meditating because they're not educated that way. But people, you sick, they go to doctor easily, you know. I'm sick, I need to go to doctor. You know, I need walk because I want to lose weight. But, you know, people are sad, people are unhappy, you know, like, you know, discontent, you know, like, all these things comes and, you know, like, have problems their relationships, you know, like, then what is tool really is, really is meditation. Fixes everything. But world is don't know their mind. They know very much body, and then slowly, slowly educate of mind, body together. That is called yoga, actually. I mean, yoga means union. The body, mind going same direction. Not, you know, your body goes this way and mind goes that way. That means, you know, like, and your mental, you know, sometimes you're physically very healthy, but mentally very so much, you know, like, unhappy, you know, like, very, you know, like, not good. Sometimes you have, mind is okay, but physically unhealthy. You know, there's magazines, you know, you see their magazines where people are so much bodies, very gorgeous bodies. They have, you see magazines, you know, like, but the mind is not that happy, very crazy, difficult, you know, take drugs, and you know, fixing unhappiness, like Michael Jackson. You know, like he died with, you know, like drugs. It's, you know, he's very, you know, chief, many things, very famous, but his mind is crazy. There's no medicine for it. He don't know what to do. And then going, you know, like other direction. Therefore, the mind going, body going together is the called enlightenment, or this is called, you know, like yoga. They're never separate. And then I think people should pay attention about equally their mind and body together. And that really healing comes. And then it's your mind is good, but your mind is good, for example. I'm all that's happened. Sometimes my mind is good, but I'm not eating good diet, you know. Or I'm not eating proper exercise. My problem is, you know, like sometimes I do meditation practice, my mind is doing good all the time, wonderful experience, but sometimes I'm not eating healthy food, my body is maybe tired. And also I'm not always exercise properly. Therefore my problem is I need to work more on my physical body. You know, like more, you know, like eat good food. That really happens. And then also many people have lots, you know, their last training, their physical body, they go always gym or doing always yoga and always, you know, like take care of their body, but their mind is really chaos and very anxious, very driven, very stressed, very unhappy, and like that. And these people need to fix their mind. You know, some people need to fix both, but some people need to fix, you know, like either one, you know. Therefore, I think every day, beautiful mind is very important. A beautiful mind is how beautiful, complicated, spacious, and comfortable, and spacious, happy mind is. It's very important, more than any, because someone has that kind of mind and people enjoy your company. You know, people, you know, that person appreciate everything. That person become extraordinary. And that really are, you know, like working with your mind through meditation. And therefore, and how do you reduce your like mental events? Mental events means I'm teaching this time, I use mental events means anything occur in your mind, mentally, emotionally, anything you occurs, they call mental events. Very important, you need to know, at meditation first, you need to know mental events. Mental events means thoughts, emotions, habits, beliefs, anything you occur. They call mental events. And then, mental events, how do you reduce mental events and become more present and feel more who you really are? And that, you know, mind become more stability. You know, they say mind gaining stability is the real happiness. Real happiness, when your mind is stable, no external conditions, no mental events cannot move, then it's the only experience is happiness and tranquility, you know, like, and fulfillment. But what is right now happen, you know, like, usually our mind is have no ability to. Any circumstance comes and then mind goes that way. Any appears mind, you know, like goes that direction. There's no ability. Always continue to be restless and, you know, like, complicate and, you know, worry and concern and fearful. And then how do you reach this kind, reduce these experiences through your mind? How to reach the anger, jealousy, arrogance, ignorance, and yeah, all this, how to reduce these things and how to reduce all other things feels more, you know, like who you really are. And that is through meditation. And then therefore meditation, there's meditation, two types of meditation. And one is meditation vita object. Meditation vita object means, you know, right now our mind is every individual, everyone's mind is distorted. And distorted polluted some level. Some people high degree, some people low. What is pollutions? The negative emotions, negative thoughts, beliefs, they're distorted and polluted. Therefore, how do you know when your mind is distorted? Because when we see the external conditions, we have so many reactions, resistance, you know, so much brings happiness, sadness, you know, anger, all this, that means that sign our mind is distorted. Then how do you reduce these distortions and negative emotions? And, you know, like that and this, and then how do you do that? And that means when you're meditating, you focus one object, you know. Focus one object. You don't focus any multiple objects. For example, some people focus breath, and some people focus like statue of Buddha, a letter ABC, you know, A, maybe pick up A, and like flower, it doesn't matter. You focus some object, and then like you focus some one object, you focus that, you know, like breathing, like that. That means only you experience one object. That means many other mental events disappear because you focus one object. That means you cannot think in any other problems or fearful things, anger things. Therefore, slowly dissipate many events of mind. And events of mind, then your mind has become more clear. And, you know, you do today like 20 minutes stay and focus one object, your mind has become more tranquil, or mental events slowly dissipate. You feel more tranquil, clear, and stay in present. Like 20 minutes, you do that. Feels fresh, natural, and, you know, like, and you do tomorrow like that, 20 minutes. You next day, 20 minutes. Slowly, your mind is again ability to stay present. No one has, again, stability present overnight or a few days of your meditation. But over time, your mind is, you know, like, have the gain momentum. There's gain momentum. Without mental, without any garbage mind, you can stay present and relaxed, feel comfortable, you know, like that, and that mind appears you. Because you're no longer, you know, like during these 20 minutes, you are no longer fixating external conditions. you're no longer caught up into new, you know, events. And that means you remain in present moment with one object, breathing in and out, in and out. They call that, you know, like that. And then gradually you gain stability in your mind. You can stay there like, oh, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, half hour. And then you do, over time, your mind is become like that. It's not like you're doing the meditation, only you have, your mind is overall, your mind is become like that. It's, you know, meditation means we need to have perfect mind, that we are meditating. You know, like you have, when you are exercise yoga, what do you need? You know, just some relaxing your body that you're doing, or your perfect body? Why you, you know, like, we, because we want good, healthy, very, we need a sense of well-being, therefore we need to have physical training, yeah? Doing healing or, you know, yoga or going to gym, and we need to have a healthy, comfortable, physical and mental well-being, therefore we have that. And then we losing weight, that's a goal, yeah? Similarly, if your meditation is again, very healthy mind, very comfortable mind. Very, not just comfortable temporarily, ultimately. The goal is very, it's not like momentary comfortable, momentary happiness, circumstantial comfortable, circumstantial happiness. You know, like unconditional happiness. And also, unconditional, comfortable. You know, unconditional, comfortable means right now we are, everything's are comfortable, you know, put external conditions, maybe relationship, maybe food, or eat very delicious hamburger, maybe, so comfortable on this, and then also have a very good relationship, then I feel comfortable, you know, like I'm something I feel connected. And our comfort zones come typically unreliable things, external conditions. The external conditions disappear, then suddenly you become uncomfortable because your comfort zone is gone. Sometimes you're shocked, or maybe some people say, you know, like shock, or some people are devastated. You know, devastated means their comfort zone is lost, they feel devastated. Once your mind is beautiful, tranquil state, you gain that ability, there's no devastation, there's no uncomfortableness, because your happiness no longer depends on circumstances. Then how do you do that? Through meditation. Therefore, I'm talking about here, convince you, everyone here, meditation is not just only temporary, but very important message, or very important, very necessary thing. Therefore, I think we need understanding meditation properly, and also very, you know, experientially. And the meditation is not just only, you know, like passive, like very, you know, like some spiritual, but like experience, very strong, powerful experience. Like, I did this, you know, like pain, my, you know, like there's feeling pain. You know, I drink, you know, like water, I can see sensations, you know, drink water. That's really experience. Similar meditation is exactly, there's no difference, same experience. You stay here, remain in there, you feel tranquil, stability, transformation. They all, you feel like drink water, like, you know, like scratchy. There's no difference. Therefore, I think we need to have the meditation means we need to have the real meditation experience. People feel real, tangible. You know, you feel angry, you feel unhappiness, and then you know how to, that is, but similar, you feel meditation, feeling, experiencing. you know, like, and also very tangible experience. And that really then can transform. And then also the other thing is meditation can transform or shift your perception. But it's very important, you know, like, what is meditation is. Meditation is, for example, every individual have different kind of experiences, different kind mental events, you know. Some people more happiness, some people more sad, some people have fearful, some people less worry. Some people have, you know, like, different kind of tendencies, you know. Everybody's mental events are different individually. Why is that different? Why human beings have different experiences? 10 people, they have totally different mental events. Why? Because they have different perceptions. Perceptions create mental events. If you change your perception, you change your entire mental events. Mental, if anything happened in your mind, they don't exist without perception. They completely rely on your perception. How do you experience and your, it depends on how you perceive the world. How do you perceive the world? Therefore, if you change your perception, they all disappear. Like temperature, you know, like, temperature, for example, like temperature in New York State, you know, like when temperature is going down below zero and everything's frozen, flowers disappear, trees become, you know, leaves fall down, you know, the ground become frozen, completely different. Why is because temperature changed, that's it. Everything depends on temperature. You know. Temperature go down. When temperature rises, like 50s, 60s, you know, 70s, suddenly flowers come, you know, like the ice or snow melt become water, trees become green, everywhere become very beautiful. Why? Because, you know, temperature rises. That's everything, you know, suddenly becomes summer. Exactly that happens in your mind. Why not? We have certain feeling because our perception perceive world in a unique way. They have these experiences. And when your perception improves, your mental emotional environment slowly shift. How do you improve your perception? Through meditation. Meditation is only, you know, change your perception. Drugs cannot change your perception. They numb your mind, but there's no way you can change your perception. You perceive the same way. You know, maybe you're a little bit druggy, maybe you feel uncomfortable, you know, a little bit non-normal, but it's not. But very beautiful way of changing your perceptions through meditation. You know, meditation is so very beautiful. I think it's very beautiful. I like talking, you know, like this meditation, and then I think I can introduce about, you know, meditation and, you know, like technique. You can practice and this. My hope is that everybody can experience some true nature of their mind, not just surface, but true nature of their mind. And Meditation here is to review your two-state of mind, awakening of your two-state of mind. And completely shift your perception. And how do you, you know, like shift your perception is the, I think that's really we need to talk about more objectless meditation. I think objectless meditation is really the deal. And you know, like the objectless meditation, traditionally you need force meditating, you know, like with object meditation, and then you gain stability, tranquility, your mind, then you move into the objectless meditation because you have the foundation, and that really are real, you know, like the object, with the object meditations, the goal is they call calm abiding meditation, and like instant, or like the mindfulness these days called mindfulness meditation, and the goal is people's mind gain tranquility, stability. That's goal of the object meditation. There's no other goal, you know. They feel then objectless meditation is, you know, we talk about shift your perception, you know, like minds become like blue sky. I think therefore I like talk about the this meditation is then we want a little bit do meditation, object meditation with object, and then we can move in an afternoon with the objectless meditation. I think we just talk about this, and then when you're meditating, and I think feel comfortable, when your mind is present, feels very natural, and also there's no self-conscious, awkwardness, hesitation, and also all these things free, mind's really, really comfortable experience. Very, very calm. This is experience, this is not a goal. You know, most people think there's mixed up with the experience a goal. Right now we have experience, mind is feel comfortable, very connect, we'll feel peace. You know, that's we are remaining, but the goal is mind is become improving every day. Every day going that direction. And that's really, people think meditation experience and a goal is different. The goal is completely mind becomes stability. You have mind stability, and that's the most highest form of happiness, fulfillment. You know, who has more happiness? Less disturbance? Someone has, not like, someone has mind gain stability. That person has more happiness than someone has gain $30 million lottery win. You know, like who has more happiness? Someone has mind gain stability because they more appreciate, they more enjoy, they more everything. But when the lottery is very difficult, everybody, but gain stability, everybody can do. When you put, you know, like practice, you can commit. Then I think I want to, right now, and everybody have a little bit, need to really practice like 20 minutes of the, with the object like breathing meditation, and then we want to do. And the, this meditation is just be present and just relax your body and then silence your speech and just remaining present. Just watch your breath. Only reality is breath. And then sometimes, I don't know how do you do, but usually they recommend eye open. But some people have difficult, but beginning is very, very difficult, but slowly, slowly you used to very easier. That's where it's, you know, like you don't sleep. And that's really our, I never see meditation techniques. There's open, closed eyes. I think that that's different influence, but usually if you, eyes open meditation, that's real deal. That's really, there's seven postures meditation. That means eyes, you know, down nose, like that, like this, or like that. That's one, and then what your physical body, you know, hands do, and your thing, and then it's the one is eye, you open like this. I think that's really people, sometimes people say they cannot meditate in eye open because the first time very difficult, but then you used to, like bike ride, you know. First time you have someone hold you, need to ride bike, you know, like then slowly, slowly you become like that. No one can do beginning, but that's the always, you know, very important. And I think people need learn, you know, meditating when eye open, and that's really our. When you can eye open meditation, you can do that, you can do any time. Close very, eye close is very easy to do, and therefore, maybe you can try, you never done it, maybe people, you know, done before, but that's all meditation. And manuals, meditation manuals are always recommended. This is eye open, and just, even you look in something, so aware of something, just you aware, but not judgment. And your mind is present, you know, like that. And then just focus breath in, inhaling, exhaling. Yeah, just focus that. That's only reality. It's only here. Your mind is completely on the breath. There's no any external, don't go any external conditions. Don't go into mental events. Just stay there, and then slowly, slowly, everything's, the mental events slowly, slowly dissipates, because when you focus on reality, they cannot survive. They slowly, slowly dissipate, and your mind has become more tranquil, comfortableness, and then just remaining with that. Okay? Let's do that. That's 30 minutes meditation. Usually, there sometimes, you know, do a very short prayer time. You know, someone's beginner meditation, that takes 10 minutes or sometimes 15 minutes start to up to 20 minutes and to 25 and then 30 minutes. On certain point, your meditation is, you know, like natural, and then time passes very quickly, like 40 minutes, 45 minutes, very easy. I think what it means during this 30 minutes, our mind is not involved any external conditions, internal mental events. 20 minutes really, and 30 minutes not involved anything. That bottom line, that's meditation, but easy. Your mind is not involved anywhere. Usually, we are, you know, like always involved, our mind is everywhere, you know, like so much involved, messed up, you know, external conditions, internal thing, and therefore so much creates pollution internally. And then I think we not involve mind 20, 30 minutes. It's mind is the mental environment changes. You know, changes because changes is gradually changes. You know, today you mind is not involved in 30 minutes. Tomorrow you do that, def tomorrow that, then naturally shift your mental environment. You know, like you do exercise half hour like that, and then you just change your shift your body, you know. And this is, you know, like a Buddha attained enlightenment. Why is Buddha attained enlightenment? Because his mind put this way. It's not like any other mind. Two meditation, one is with object, what is without object. These two things, mind create a different environment. You know? And, you know, your mind is ordinary state, for example, no meditation, let's say you have no meditation. You completely obsessed with the mental events, anything appear in your mind, and then react in external conditions. That means, you know, you have different thoughts appear, different emotions, different, you know, experiences. But when your mind is resting 30 minutes every day, and like that, and then slowly appears different mental events appear, different experiences, different thoughts appear. It means more, you know, like different thoughts, different emotions, positive emotions, positive thoughts, beautiful experience arise because, you know, that really are why you have beautiful, positive thoughts, emotions, experiences. You go somewhere, it's very hard to find that. There's no place to go, like Hawaii or, you know, like where you go, maybe. Somewhere you go to, you have beautiful, you know, it's very momentary, fades away because you want to have beautiful, positive, very enlightening experiences and mental events. You need to have, this is the key. You know, like, and then this is, and like water in it. The negative thoughts, emotions that disappear slowly, and the positive thoughts, emotions will become enhanced, become more relevant, appear in your mind. That is meditation. Shift your mental events. And that, then that is really meditation experience. It's, you know, like it's a, it's a very beautiful experience, and I think you can experience during the meditation, that's not just on, that's a process, not a goal. You know, goal is much more than that. The goal is mind is completely stability. When your mind is stability, when people are alive or die, there's no fears. You know? But other, you know, only we can do this world. It's, you know, like we're changing permanently. We need to work with our mind. That's the way. It's not circumstance changing, you know, then they don't much huge change, only just temporary change. So changing circumstances, you know, possessions, relationships, connections, that's more small changing, you know, but same, you're same person. But you really shift your mind this beautiful way, and then really transformation, and also, and then where you go, no matter what happens, you call this goal is fearlessness. I like to more connect pristine mind meditation, but the objectless meditation. But like people need ultimately, you know, like people looking secure of no fear, connected, you know. Buddha reached enlightenment. Not he's, you know, he see world is suffering. That's not attain enlightenment, because he see the ordinary conditions are just don't give the, you know, like completion, fulfillment. He see the big picture, you know, someone, you know, like consider Tibetan, for example, I come from, you know, meditators are the seeing the big picture. Not like this only stuck one, you know, moment. They don't stuck. Seeing the big picture, that means these people do, you know, like meditating. Not like, and because life is more than just, you know, like circumstances. Life is more than that, and you know, like therefore. And that reason, you know, like, for example, Buddha attained enlightenment. For example, what he sees is everything's changeable and transition, and whole world is just impermanent reality. And also, things bring only just temporary satisfaction. They don't bring permanent fulfillment. And then many people, many beings are suffering because they lost and difficult. He founded this, he wanted to found the solution. Therefore, he, that's the way, you know, like, there, that's way to, you know, the meditating, meditation, enlightenment come from there. You know, it's not we become religious, but we become enlightenment, enlightened. I think enlightenment is the, called nirvana. Enlightenment, Sanskrit nirvana, is the, you know, most beautiful, how do you say, most beautiful goal or destination. Let's say destination, most beautiful goal or destination. Because that is, you know, connected with meditation. Meditation is you can practice, reduce your stress, but that's only just temporary benefit, only few parts. You know, like, there's, you know, like, many benefits, but only small amount of benefit. But meditation's goal is, you know, like, we say, you know, when we go to doctor healing, we don't want to feel partially feel, you know, I want to feel, you know, temporarily, partially feel better. I want to feel, how do you say, I want to feel, you know, like, just, I don't fix everything. People say, I don't want to fix everything, but I want to fix part. They say that. I want to fix all my heart. They have that kind of attitude. Similarly, when you meditate, you need, like this is, I want to improve my entire life and my mind has become, become beautiful. They don't say just only I need to meditate because I need to reduce my stress. Just stress is one, there's hundred things, but one of them. Most people, meditation is a reduction of stress, but that's only one small. But meditation is more than that. I think people have, when you're meditating, you have that kind of aim or that kind of attitude. Then meditation becomes success, why people are doing such, achieve such goals? Because they have aim, they have the goals. When we can say, the goal of meditation is mind completely pristine, like blue sky. The enlightened mind, someone's enlightened mind is completely pristine. There's no pollutions, there's no distortions, there's no, toxics, completely pristine. I think that really means real happiness. That is the ultimate security. That is, when you have that, then you have everything. I think it's very important to treat that way, and that's very important. Like I ask people, how they choose things, differently. People choose things very differently. And I ask you, you want a hamburger or enlightenment? people always eating hamburgers or sandwiches or something they always want. How about enlightenment? But you pick up enlightenment or hamburger. You can trust, Sometimes human beings are silly, they don't know how to pick up, And really, they want to eat good burger, And they can choose burger, but it's hard, sometimes pick up enlightenment. Enlightenment is much value more, 1,000 times better. Sometimes we don't know the value of enlightenment if we don't know how to pick up. Someone knows. Enlightenment is forget hamburger, even $100 million, you pick up enlightenment. But I think also Western world, there's enlightenment has many ideas. But it's not for example, they have meditation, they own it. They have always preconceived notions, not always accurate. They're just prejudgment. Already I know that. Whereas meditation means I know meditation, that's it. I know enlightenment. Enlightenment is, I think it's the most beautiful goal human being can achieve. Other than that, I don't know which is good. Enlightenment is when you achieve, it's not circumstantial, not temporary, not, a few momentary. It's not that. It's really, really, everything completely different. And then what is enlightenment? And we talk about this afternoon, but when your mind is completely free, mental, emotional distortions, our mind is completely pristine. When your mind is pristine, Everything is pristine. There's no fear, there's no anxiety, there's no anger, there's no jealousy. You know, like, world see very different perspective. You look in, you know, Manhattan, your mind is pristine, or walking down, or your mind is polluting, walking down, completely different experience. Most people, you know, walk in very anxious mind. Anxious, stressed mind, go to Manhattan, it's very, you know, that changes your entire experience. You feel everything, you know, fearful, uncomfortable, you know, like, undisconnected. And, you know, like, when your mind is pristine, then walking downtown Manhattan, yeah, like Times Square, you know, like, completely different perspective. You know, like, everything's beautiful because everything's perfect. It's everything's, you know, like, live because your mind is live. Also, people have, you know, like that in Westerners, there is called meditation is only few people. Someone gave up their lives, you know, only eat vegetable or, you know, that kind preconceived notion. That's not always true. Meditation is, you know, few people can do, but meditation is, I think, everybody need. Because medicine only just few people need, you know, only these people, you know, few people need medicine, but medicine, everybody needs medicine, they're sick. Water, everybody can drink, you know, without water, similar, if your mind, everybody needs meditating, because our problems are connect our mind, you know, our people's relationships are not good. How they fix through meditation can fix that. Improve your connections when you're meditating. There's harmonious between relationships. And then, you know, like, I think the modern world problem is can solve when you people meditate. Modern world problem is not like, not here, for example, US, other parts of the world, but not enough food, you know, like, not a place, house, you know, most people have everything. That's not a problem. There's technology lots, but modern world problems, so much, you know, socially isolate, people isolate, and people are uncomfortable. There's always stress, anxiety, fear. You know, that's modern world problem. How does that solve? Meditation can solve that. Therefore, I really, you know, like, to think, you know, people meditating and these two types of meditation, there's really a benefit. And I just made, you know, sincere motivation to, you know, everybody today just have some meditation experiences and also and continue to practice meditation. And I think that's really my hope and aspirations. And then you can see each year makes different. You try right now in the future that there's continually big impact. And I think learning more meditation, I think meditation is much to learn, you know, it's very excited. And it's just not only just you meditate, but learning meditation more and more, how to do that, how to really your mind, your thoughts, emotions, experience, how to connect, and that really, you know, really significant benefits. I'm usually meditating, you know, I live in California, I'm meditating with people I'm teaching, but there's significant improvement in people's life. Significant, totally different experience. And especially you engage in the world, you need a little bit a meditation experience, that'd be very, very powerful experience. Yes.
I'm sorry, Rinpoche, you mentioned two types of meditation, with object and without object.
Yes.
If there was time, would you also clarify or help us with an experience of what is shamatha and what is vipassana?
Yes. You can do afternoon, that's okay?
Please.
Yes, afternoon. Right now, 12 o'clock, we space finished. 1:30, we come back, and then we can do more explanation without object. We can more explore more meditation. That's good. Then, as we finish this morning session, thank you. Thank you.